You may remember Nurse Ophelia, my mother. If you're new, you can check out my mother's blog where she talks about some of her sexual adventures when she was a nurse and fucked the doctors and the farm animals. I'm her daughter, Debbie, all grown up now, but I am afraid that I inherited my mother's sexual appetites for men and beasts. You see, I'm living with my mother now on the farm with her new husband, Robin. But my mother and I just call him Throbbin' Robin because he's so horny all the time. And he's always porking mother. She doesn't let him pork me, though, probably because she wants to keep his big cock all to herself. Though sometimes she lets me watch. You see, my bedroom is right next to hers, and when I hear them fucking, I go to the closet and pull out the 1-inch plug I drilled into the wall so that I can see them go at it. Throbbin' is always after mother to suck his cock before he fucks her. But first, sometimes he just sits in the chair by the dresser and tells her to get up on the bed and start playing with her cunt while he watches and strokes his cock. He loves it when mother talks dirty to him, telling him about all the other men she's fucked and the dogs and the horses, too. He especially likes to hear about how she fucked our family dog Rex with his big red doggy cock. How she would first spread peanut butter on her cunt to get him to lick her gash. She said how good it felt to feel Rex's doggy tongue on her clit. How long and wet it was and what a good licker Rex was. Rex would love to suck mother's cunt juices and poke around her cunt with his big doggy nose. Mother loved waiting for Rex to get excited as he was licking and sniffing her cunt juices, waiting for his cock to start to get swollen and escape from his doggy sheath. She would tell my stepdad how big Rex's cock was and how it practically dragged on the floor when he was fully extended. Rex being a mixed breed with a really big dick and short legs. Sometimes mother would scoot around on the bed so she could lick and suck Rex's cock. Rex used to love that, and he would straddle mother's face as he humped his doggy hips against her face as he pushed more and more of his doggy cock into her mouth. My stepdad loved hearing mother talk about Rex and sucking his doggy cock. He would sit in the chair and stroke his dick as he listened, but he really loved hearing about how mother would let Rex fuck her, how she would spread her legs for him and then grab a hold of his doggy cock and rub it up and down her wet gash, being sure to hit her clit with it, and then hunch her hips up and bring his doggy dick right there at the entrance to her fuckhole, and then Rex would take it from there and shove his doggy dick inside mother's cunt and hump her really hard and really fast. In no time at all, Rex would knot up and shoot his doggy spunk deep inside mother's fuckhole and then leave his cock stuck up inside her and wait for it to go down so he could pull his plug out. A lot of times, he would still be dribbling doggy cum, and so mother would tell Throbbin about how she would lick the cum off his doggy cock before it shrunk back into his sheath. And then mother would rub Rex's cum all over the outside of her cunt and into her clit, and then lick and suck her fingers. Throbbin really loved to hear how dirty his new wife was, and oftentimes he would come while sitting in the chair just listening to mother talk dirty. But his big cock wouldn't go down, and so he just kept on stroking it, waiting for mother to finish talking. Then he would go over to the bed and make mother pretend that he was Rex, and make her lick and suck on him like she did Rex when he fucked her. And he would always drop a big load of spunk in her cunt, and then he would pull out and make mother lick his cock clean, which mother was all too eager to do. Watching them, though, through the peephole always made me horny, and soon I became bored with just my fingers and my big dildo. I wanted Rex to fuck me too, just like mother. And I especially wanted to feel Rex's doggy tongue licking my clit and eating my cunt. So one day, when Mother and Throb and Robin were gone, I got the jar of peanut butter out and I brought it to Mother's bedroom and called Rex in. I figured Rex would be more comfortable in Mother's bedroom than in mine. And so I got up on top of Mother's marital bed and spread my legs wide and scooped a big dollop of peanut butter out and smothered it all over my virgin cunt. I had never actually been fucked before, seeing as how we lived in the country and it was really hard to meet boys my own age these days. So I figured I would make do with Rex. And so I called him into the bedroom and he was all eager and came running in and jumped up on top of Mother's bed and started licking the peanut butter off my cunt right away. I must say that it felt so good to feel Rex's soft, wet, sloppy tongue lick my clit and eating me. All that slobbering doggy drool made for lots of lube. And then I got an idea. I wanted Rex to fuck me. So I did what Mother did and hunched my hips up and got Rex in a position, but his doggy dick wasn't extended yet. So then I decided to lick and suck on his cock like I heard Mother talking about. I scooted around on the bed and placed my face and mouth right there, right by Rex's cock and furry balls. I could see his red tip starting to protrude, and so I licked it while I cupped and played with his big balls. And sure enough, Rex's cock started to extend outside of his furry sheath. And boy, was it big too for such a small dog. He was just a mutt, but he must have had some big dick ancestors because his doggy cock was really big and thick too. And so I started licking and sucking on it, and pretty soon it was all big and hard in my mouth. And then he was fucking my face and humping my face, his little doggy hips moving really fast, punching into my mouth. But I wanted Rex to fuck me, not come in my mouth. And so I pulled his cock out and got all turned around again with my legs spread wide. And I settled Rex right there, right between my legs, and lined his big red doggy dick up with my slit, sliding his cock up and down my wet gash to lube it up first. Rex was all excited and eager to poke his doggy prick into my fuckhole. And so, since we were both raring to go, I let him have at it. And let me tell you, it was so good feeling Rex's big doggy cock sliding in and out of my cunt. He was filling me up so good with dog cock, I started coming right away, rubbing my gash with my fingers as he plowed my cunt, pushing and thrusting for several minutes, getting his whole cock and doggy balls. Oh God, his cock was doggy balls deep inside my fuck chute. And then I felt him swell up and knot up and shoot his doggy spunk deep inside me. And we were locked together for quite a while. Him stuck inside me because his knot was so big. Plugging my fuckhole with his doggy meat and me writhing in ecstasy on his cock. Oh, now I knew how my mother, Ophelia, felt when she fucked her dogs and horses. I was just coming down from my big cum when I felt another presence in the bedroom. So I opened my eyes and I saw Throb and Robin standing right by the bed with his cock out. Mother's pervert new husband had been standing there watching Rex and me fuck while he watched and stroked his cock. And he said he had dropped Ophelia off at Dr. Dick's house for a while, knowing she would be busy fucking Dr. Dick, and so he could come back to the house and try and catch me alone. Throbbin' had been aching to fuck me for ages, but Mother wouldn't let him. But that just made him more eager. You know how it is with men. They always want what they can't have. So Throbbin' snuck back home, hoping to catch me. And boy, did he ever catch me, too. He caught me fucking Rex, whose big dog Knot was still caught up inside me, and we were locked together. But none of that bothered Throbbin'. It just made him even hornier. I couldn't believe how big his cock was. He had a monster cock, all right. No wonder Mother didn't want him fucking me. But he just kept stroking it and telling me how hot I looked while I was sucking Rex's cock, and how hot it was watching me finger my clit while fucking doggy dick. He said he wanted some of what I was giving Rex, and that I needed to do what he said because he was my new stepfather, and if I didn't obey him, he would tell my mother I was fucking Rex. I didn't think Ophelia would care, but I played right along with Throbbin' because I liked the idea of pretending to be forced to suck his cock. His cock was so big and thick and hard and swollen. I was just dying to get it into my mouth and suck on it. It's so dirty sucking on a man's nasty prick, especially when he rubs it over all over your pretty face like Throbbin' was doing, rubbing his sticky, seeping tip all over my lips and cheeks and nose and eyelids. And then he laid his big monster on top of my face just to see how far it extended. And let me tell you, his cock was so big, it just about covered my whole face and extended way beyond my forehead. It must have been about 10 inches long, as well as I could estimate. Bigger than even Rex's dick, who by this time had shrunk enough to pull out of my cunt and was busy lapping up the peanut butter jar. So I was totally able to focus 100% of my attention on this new cock, and I couldn't wait to wrap my lips around his man meat. I pretended to not want it. I pleaded with Throbbin' to not fuck my face, to not put his huge monster cock in my mouth, and for heaven's sake, to not force his big huge cock down my throat. But he could tell I was lying by the way I was mauling my own tits. And then I grabbed one of his hands, the one that wasn't stroking his huge monster, and put it under my other tit and begged him not to touch me. Please, please don't squeeze my tits. Please don't pinch my nipples. All at the same time, I was screaming my hips all around, arching them up, unable to stay still. And then Throbbin' started rubbing the head of his cock against my closed red lips, telling me to open my mouth for him. I shook my head no, but he just kept on mashing his tip against my lips, trying to make me open them up. But I wouldn't. And then he pinched my nostrils together and cut off my air supply. I held on as long as I could, but then I opened my mouth back up to breathe again, and that's when Throbbin' forces big, huge monster pricking in my mouth, and I hit the back of my tonsils. Telling me to be a good little girl and to take his cock in my throat. Him sliding it in and out of me, forcing that huge monster in. So big, so swollen, filling my mouth so completely. Me sucking and licking it. Him telling me how pretty I looked with his cock in my mouth and how much he wanted to see if it would go down my throat, if I could take it down my throat as well as my mother, Ophelia, could. But he said, no, probably not. And so I was determined to take it and show him what a good little cock cocksucker I was. I wanted him to think I was a better cocksucker than my mother. And so I choked and gagged on his big, huge prick. The way my throat opened up to him, I knew I could feel him pushing in, sliding his cock down his throat, moving his narrow gullet, the door would be slacked, the leg at all. I could do it. I could put his hand on my neck so he could feel as well as see my throat burns. Every time he shoved his monster deep, it looked like he was masturbating his cock through my neck. Down my throat and just holding it there. Cutting out my air supply, making it choke on it, and cock was so big. But I didn't need air because I was finger fucking myself. My fingers on my cunt, humping my hand, that swallowed and fucked my throat. I was close to passing out. When he pulled his cock out of my throat, I said it's how he wanted to fuck me, how he wanted to shove his cock up my fuck hole. And now that I was all lubed up with Rex's cum, his doggy cum, so he pulled his drooly cock out of my mouth and wiped it across my lips and gave my nipples a kiss with a wet tip. And then he got down between my legs and raised my hips up, his big monster bobbing all around. And then he put it right there, right at the entrance to my fuck hole. And he said, "Daddy's coming home." And then he shoved it right in, all the way inside my tight little pussy hole, as much as I could take, which is only about 4 inches. And then he kept working it in, making me take more and more of it, while he told me to play with my big tits, and how he likes to watch a woman work her tits as he fucks her. Oh, God. He kept driving his man meat balls deep inside my gash, telling me how good it felt to finally fuck his wife's daughter, and how much tighter my cunt was around his huge monster dick, and how he was plowing my gash with his huge male organ. The first male organ I'd ever had up inside my fuckhole, and me playing with my tits all the time, pinching and squeezing my nipples, pulling at them, stretching them out. I was coming all over Throbbin's huge monster cock when he said he was ready to come, and where did I want it? I told him I wanted him to come inside me, that up until Rex fucked me today, I was still a virgin, and I wanted my stepfather's cum deep inside my fuckhole, mixing with all that doggy cum, because if I was going to have babies, I wanted at least a 50-50 chance that they would be his. And Throbbins, as much as I wasn't ready to have a litter of puppies just yet, but I don't know. So I told him to do it. And so Throbbins just kept on plowing and pounding my cunt, balls deep, bumping up against my cervix, because his cock was so long, and then I felt it. I felt him plowing through. And it was reaching up into my womb because his cock was so long. And then I felt him shoot his load. And oh God, he was squirting loads and loads of spunk deep inside my cunt. And I was coming too. And his release of man juice triggering my response. And oh my God, it was so good. I came all over Throbbin's big huge monster dick and felt so fucking good. Oh God, I loved it. Oh, jeez. Oh, I just hope Mother wouldn't be mad because I wanted to fuck Throbbing some more.